We're discussing the Midav Kas, anger, one of the things the Rosh says you need to stay far away from. We mentioned yesterday that the Rambam says that Eliyahu had Kas, Eliyahu had so much Kas that he, so much Ragzanus, so much Kapdanus, that he was unsuitable to be a leader of Klal Yisrael, so Hashem had to remove him. We find this idea further developed in the Ralbag, a remarkable passage in the Ralbag. He's going on the Haftarah to Parshas Matos, the story where Eliyahu has just, the Jews, following Eliyahu's demonstration on Mount Carmel, they have just massacred 850 idolatrous priests. Jezebel tells Eliyahu, you're dead, I'm coming for you. Eliyahu runs away. He's in a cave, and he has a vision. Hashem comes to him and says, Malach apo Eliyahu, what are you doing here? Eliyahu is outraged. He says, Kano kanesi l'Hashem Elokei Yisrael, I have been zealous for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki azvu brischa, they've abandoned the covenant, b'nei Yisrael, es mizuchasecha harasu, they've torn down the altars, b'es neviyecha haragu, they've killed the prophets, the charev, by the sword, v'yivasrani levadi, v'yivakshuas nafshi l'kachta, I'm the only one left, and they want to kill me. So Hashem then gives him a very elliptical vision, something about a wind, and a rash, and an esh, and cold mamandaka, very, very difficult to understand what the vision was. But after the vision, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, again, the exact same question, Malach HaPo Eliyahu, the same four words, what are you doing here? In a remarkable answer, Eliyahu gives a 25-word answer. It is word for word, nekuda for nekuda, trup for trup, exactly the same as before. Vayomer, Kano, Kanesi, L'Hashem Elokei Yisrael, etc., the exact same answer as before. Hashem then says, okay, so go and appoint Chazoel, the king over Aram, and Yehu ben Nimshi on Yisrael, and there'll be a great war, and people are going to die, and people who are saved will be killed by other people, and things are going to go on. What was going on here? What was the dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Eliyahu? So the Ralbag explains, Hashem tell Eliyahu, what's your frame of mind? What do you think? What's your attitude toward Klal Yisrael now? Eliyahu said, I'm furious, I'm outraged, this is intolerable, Klal Yisrael need to be punished. Hashem showed him the vision, lo ba'esh, lo barash, lo baruach. Hashem was saying, not the right time. Punishment is not going to be effective right now. The Jews are so far gone, they're not going to get anywhere. We need a different approach right now. So Hashem then says, Malach HaPo Eliyahu, what are you doing here? What's your attitude now? Eliyahu was so angry, he said, he just couldn't deal with what Klal Yisrael had done. It didn't go in, it didn't absorb. He said he was exactly at the same place he was before. Hashem said, okay, if so, you're fired. You can't be the Navi. If you can't accept that we need a different Hanaga now, that Kas and punishment, Onesh and Kanos, is not the right Hanhaga right now. We have to find somebody else. You're going to go appoint Elisha. Ironically, Elisha himself, the Rambam says in Shemona Prakim also, Elisha also had an episode of Ragzanus, and that's why he had to have Kuli Menagein. He had to have a musician to calm him down because he couldn't have Nevuah while he was so angry. Interestingly enough, perhaps ironically enough, one other biblical figure who has repeated episodes involving Kas is Moshe Rabbeinu, the Anav Mikol Adam. There are at least three times in the Torah where we find that Moshe exhibits kas, and all of which he was apparently punished for or suffered some consequences for. Parshas Mat, the first one, of course, is the Mei Meriva. He said, Shimun HaMorim. Torah doesn't use the word kas, but there seems to have been anger there. The Rambam says that was actually the chait. The chait was that he showed anger when Hashem wasn't angry. He misled the people into thinking Hashem was angry accidentally. In any event, even if kas itself wasn't Avera, it seems that it may have been at least the part of the problem, but in any event, there are two other places where the Torah explicitly says that Moshe became angry, and Chazal tell us that he suffered consequences for it. One is in Parshas Matos. After the war against Midian in Parshas Pinchas, it says, "Vayiktov Moshe al pekudei hachayil." Moshe became angry about the soldiers. He was angry about their prosecution of the war. There was something that he felt they had done wrong, so he criticized them for it. Several psukim later, it says that Elazar HaKohen had to give the soldiers lessons about Heksher Kalim, Davar Beito, Kasher and Kalim for Pesach, for all year. This was Yulei Nachrim for Tarfus. Rashi says, L'fi sheba Moshe l'chlal kas, bo l'chlal toz. Because Moshe became angry, he made a mistake. He forgot the halacha of Gyulei of Chavim. He forgot important halachas in Yerideah because there was a consequence, a punishment, a consequence for becoming angry. We find here the idea was, because he became angry, mitoch shebalachlal kas, balachlal toz. We find also kas and toz, but in the opposite relation, we find that toz apparently led Moshe to kas back in Parsha Shmini. After the tragic death of Nadav and Avihu, so there was a discussion about what to do with the Karbanos, Aaron and his remaining sons, Elazar and Isamar, they were Onanim, They weren't allowed to eat kadshim. There were certain exceptions made. There was a technical machlokas in Hilchos Kadshim whether they should have eaten certain karbanos. They didn't. They burned those karbanos. Moshe was angry. Why do you do that? You should have eaten them. So Aaron defended his children. Aaron got up and debated Moshe and told him, no, this is not the halacha. The halacha is these karbanos had to be burned. Moshe agreed. It says Moshe was a great anav. Moshe accepted. That Moshe was hodav lobosh, the Gemara in Zvachim says, Rashi brings, he admitted, you're right, I heard this, I made a mistake. Here apparently the causal relationship was the reverse. Because he had forgotten the halacha, he became angry at what they did, and the mistake was so basic that the Aruch Chaim says, he doesn't understand, what was Moshe's havamini? He says he has to come up with an explanation for why Moshe made this mistake. In any event, here again we find the same, the inverse correlation between Kas and Tos in the context of Moshe Rabbeinu.